The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
And it is. Soul of Jefferson.
It is. This is Terry Raposa and
Janet Chandler.
Good morning. This is Wynn Carpenter.
It is. We should be the three amigos.
Well, except one of us is
amiga. The two amigos and the amiga.
I'm
my
here.
Pronouns
yep.
are.
Yep, yep, yeah, you can yep. be the third amigo.
I'm the third.
You're the third amigo. So we're the three amigos and the amiga. Broadcasting live from KCNR Studios in downtown Reading. We are Jefferson State of Mind, 96.5 FM. If you want to listen on the radio or are listening, the music does sound better, 1460 AM. We are your talk radio, and we're streaming live worldwide. Streaming live worldwide.
Welcome, Ukraine.
Just don't go into a rap session here.
Yes, ma'am. At KCNRradio.com, KCNRradio.com, and we archive forever.
And ever.
Amen.
And you can go there 5 minutes after the program because our wonderful producer, who is amazing.
Thanks, man.
Does such a great job. Okay, let's give him a hand. Hey, happy Father's Day, everybody. Happy Father's Day. After all the stuff your kids put you through, you deserve one.
Well, not everybody, but those of you who are fathers.
Yes, but happy Father's Day, everybody, all kidding aside. It's enjoy your families today, and we wish you all well.
It's also the summer solstice, so enjoy it. It's the longest day of the year.
Midsummer.
Oh. Yep.
Oh. I wonder if anybody has a swimming pool.
I don't.
Terry does. Everybody's go to
yeah,
Terry's.
Everybody's invited.
Yeah, beer's on one. Okay, so.
It's in Terry's fridge.
Oh, man.
The price of admission is a bag of M&M's.
Oh, boy.
Anything
what did
else?
We do this morning? I don't know. What did we do this morning? Anyway, this is good. We're all just kind of giddy. Anyway, we have one of the most important fundraisers probably in the history of Shasta County coming up. It is a fundraiser for the Second Amendment court case between Mark Baird and Bonta, our California Attorney General. Mm-hmm. The Ninth Circuit ruled that the California ban on open carry violates the Constitution. However, in an en banc panel, which means 11 of the liberal, or mostly liberal, judges in the Ninth Circuit decided that they wanted to step in there, and now we're waiting to see if they're going to approve it or not and approve the findings of the three-judge panel, but it doesn't look like they may, so it looks like we're going to the Supreme Court. So we have a fundraising dinner for this historic court case that Mark has done. He's done most of this himself. It's going to be at the Anderson VFW Hall at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson on August the 21st. That's a Friday at 4 p.m. There'll be a no-host bar at 6 p.m., a barbecue. John Knight is doing that, and his barbecues are amazing. The speaker will be Mark Baird, and it will be wonderful and pithy. The tickets are only $40 each. Or $250 for a table of eight. That's right, only $250 for a table of eight. That's $31.25 for a steak dinner with all the trimmings. You can purchase your tickets at Jones Fort. That's at Jones Fort. Also, for more information, you can call me at 530-246-9706 or Linda Kent at 530-221-0101. And when you make out a check, your check will be made out to Pecan, P-E-C-A-N. Make sure you write 2A in the memo of your check. Make sure you write 2A in the memo of your check. And if you want to mail a check for Mark, you can mail it to Pecan, P-E-C-A-N, 1304 East, E-A-S-T, Street, Suite 110, Redding, California, 96001. A lot of things going on here.
It is well understood that if the Ninth Circuit had liked the decision of the three-judge panel, it would not have gone en banc.
Amen to that.
Yep.
So the mere fact that they wanted to hear it en banc means that they
didn't like
the
decision. Yeah.
Yep.
So we need to be prepared for that. This is extremely important. And, you know, we have to be looking at – also, I want to talk a little bit about Measure B. I don't have all the particulars on their event, but I believe it's July the 24th. I don't know what the tables are going to be or what the cost is for it, but it's July the 24th, and that will be at the VFW Hall. Now, Measure B, where do you start? The Board of Supervisors, as everybody knows, is elected not to to help us, the voters, in the county. And, you know, there's been some talk. I know that Patrick Jones came up with a great idea. Patrick thought that, well, you know, maybe if we had like a limit of $50,000 to give to the Shasta Five for defense, that's actually for all of us, for our defense of this particular bill that we have passed with, what, 10,200 people, Janet, or more?
Something like that.
Something like that. And so
it was not close.
It wasn't even close. 56%.
Yeah. It was determinative.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe a $50,000 cap. I mentioned this on another show yesterday. We talked about it. I did leave a message for Chris Kellstrom about this. I know that Patrick, when he came up with this idea, I mean, you know, you have to say about Patrick Jones, when it comes to the man thinks on his feet. You know, no matter what the man thinks on his feet. This is a great idea because that, court cases aren't cheap, are they, Wynn?
No.
And how long were we on our court case, brother?
Way too long. I don't remember.
7 years, I think.
Seven years. Yeah.
And you and I were privy to the attorney's calls every week.
Yes, we were. And then we were signing checks. Very often, yes. So we know the cost of, time. We know the cost of brain power. We know the cost of connecting with people who are out there in the business and the industry, and we know the financial cost and burden of it as well. Yes.
So $50 may only be a drop in the bucket. However, if we get a quick move on, and they do, the board, well, Alex Haberbusch, I guess, has been retained. And Richard, if you're out there, or Laura, you can call in and clear that up, but I believe he's been retained already. I don't know what his retainer fee was. But apparently, from what I understand, somebody helped donate that. Somebody very generous donated a lot of the money for that. So there is a retainer fee for Alex Haberbusch. Now, a lot of people have said, well, Alex Haberbusch should be willing to help Joe Larmor. Well, Joe Larmor, I mean, if you've seen a video of the meeting that was at the Board of Supervisors where Laura Hobbs was interrupted by Chris Kellstrom, stopped in what she was saying, trying to say what she was saying wasn't relevant to the particular issue. And then Joe Larmor popped out of his seat and wanted to call the sheriff's department. And Laura Hobbs may be a lot of things, but she's very soft-spoken. And a 403.
He popped out of his chair and wanted to call the sheriff's department on who?
Laura Hobbs.
For what?
Interrupting a meeting, for stopping a meeting, for a violation of PC 403, which is interrupting a public meeting.
Oh, so she's going to be the first one they ever do that to, but they would never do that to the other clowns that have been doing it.
Oh, that have been doing, yeah, cussing at him, swearing at him, giving the finger to everybody. That's all okay.
Lying down on the floor.
I mean, all of this is okay. So, you could tell the animosity was personal. I mean, in a lot of people's opinions, that's what I heard. They believe that the animosity toward Laura Hobbs and Rich Gallardo, et cetera, is personal. That's bad. I don't care how you stretch it, that's bad. For Laura Moore to want to sic the sheriff's department on Laura, now a 403 is basically about behavior. Her behavior didn't do anything to stop that. It was her voice wasn't loud. When she was interrupted, she did keep speaking, but she was had a back and forth between Chris Kellstrom, where Chris was saying this isn't relevant, this isn't relevant. She's saying, well, it is relevant, and you know, really and truly, I think that what they were asking was people to give their what they thought about litigation.
She was not disrupting the
meeting. Not even.
She was participating in the meeting.
Right. So when you look at all this stuff, and again, you know, all right, so there's some bad blood. Okay. You know, I had left a message for Chris Kellstrom yesterday mentioning, hey, maybe just, go back, give everybody that $50,000, give them $50,000 to start the case. And, you wouldn't save face a bit. I mean, right? And, again, I think Patrick's idea was great. And he was right. I know Kevin Cry mentioned that. Also, that the same thing about the $50,000, because Patrick, I'm sure, talked to him. But the point is that there's, this has all been personal. This has all been personal with some of these supervisors, and definitely personal, you know, I mean, it just, that's my opinion. What do you think, Janet?
I'm looking at this from a purely philosophical viewpoint. We always talk about the democracy. We need to save our democracy. And we all understand that we are not a democracy. We are a republic. However, there are little nuggets of democracy within the system. And a state initiative is one of those little nuggets of democracy. It is a vote of the people that establishes policy or law, a direct vote of the people. Here it is, democracy at its finest. If you like democracy, Measure B is democracy. The people are voting on an issue. It's upsetting to some people, I guess, that the people would suddenly decide that they want to have a little bit of democracy here. The problem is democracy is messy. And what we have is a difference between majority rule, which is what Measure B is, and rule of law, which is what we're facing. Measure B does stand up against the rule of law that the state has established. So it should be debated, it should be decided, and it should be defended by the Board of Supervisors that represents the people. And I think that if the Board of Supervisors can come up with the money to defend Stephanie Bridget, who has violated the law, who has committed a criminal act, then they could certainly come up with the money to defend a measure, an initiative, an initiative that has been proposed by the people.
Well, what about the windmill project? We spent $1 million on that to defend that, and it was...
That was different. That was not a lawsuit. That was not a lawsuit. That was going before a commission expressing an opinion. But it was not a lawsuit.
Okay,
it was not in court.
Okay, well, okay. But they defended it. What did the $1 million go to then? What did they defend?
It was to take a case before a commission.
Okay.
For the commission to decide on an issue. But it was not a lawsuit. There is a difference.
Okay.
No one was being sued under this.
Okay. Well, you know, here we go.
Yeah, so it's a matter of if you're going to defend Stephanie Bridget, who is a lawbreaker, why would you not defend Measure B, which is a lawmaker?
Yeah, you know, good question. I mean, again, I think a lot of this has been personal. I mean, you know, I think a lot of it has been just, you know, there's people that say that Joe Larmour runs the Board of Supervisors. And then when you talk to the Board of Supervisors, several of them say, no, he doesn't. We run it, and he does what we want him to do. So, I mean, okay. If that's the case, then maybe we're in more of a world of hurt than we thought we were.
Well, it comes down to me. It's just an issue of where do you stand.
Yeah, Bruce Russell?
That could be.
Wrote a great great letter.
Yes.
And Shasta Unfiltered published it, a lot of it. It was great. But if you have a question or a comment about any of this stuff, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. We were going to have Congressman James Gallagher on. He and I talked on Friday for about 45 minutes. He has some pressing stuff. After all, he is a congressman now. He's come a long way since
our congressman. For a while. Yes.
But, he's come a long way since 3rd and 14.
You mentioned that you think this is somehow personal, and I agree. I think there have been personalities involved in this. But frankly, as soon as Measure B got enough signatures on a petition to qualify for the ballot, it was no longer personal. It was the people. The people have said, we like this. We are taking it over. It was no longer five people proposing it. It was 10,000 people agreeing.
Yeah, correct.
It was a ballot measure on which the people were going to vote. And I hate to see personalities still involved in some sort of revenge or retribution, or I'm not going to do it because I don't like what that person said. Then you are going against what 10,000 people, and even more now that we've had the election. I don't know the actual count on the election, but like you said, it was 66% in favor of Measure B.
Right.
This is
56.
Uh-huh. This is a measure of the voters. It is no longer personalities. So if you say, no, we're not going to support Measure B against the state of California, then what you're saying is we are not going to support 56% of the voters in Shasta County.
Let me ask you both a question. Since you both have run for supervisor, right? You both, and for both, the same district.
Both unsuccessfully.
Yeah. But,
just ask us anything you want to know.
Well, I do want to know, where would you stand on Measure B?
I would support the people.
Okay.
They have stated that it is important enough to them to pass this measure in an election. Then it is my obligation as their representative to support them in their efforts to have it in the county charter.
When?
29,170 voters voted yes on B, if that gives you an inkling of what we're up against.
Holy moly.
And that's directly from somebody who's in the know.
Yeah.
So
holy moly.
When you take office, it is no, you don't get to express your personal opinion all the time. You have to weigh the wants and wishes of the people and support them in what they want you to do because you are their representative. So unless it goes against your conscience or the law, you have an obligation to support the people. And this is not going against the law. It is making a statement. And at least the parts of Measure B that do not violate state law should be defended.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the whole thing is that, I mean, the idea of people that we believed were conservative and they would support the people. I mean, Kevin Kraya said, you know, I would support it. I mean, he wasn't there for the vote, but he was ill. I mean, you know, I mean, I get it, okay? I mean, the guy was quite ill, you know. But they need to bring this back, and I think they need to kick in some kind of capped amount of money. I think that Patrick Jones was right about that. And I think that they need to kick in $50,000, get this thing started.
I think that the splinter under my fingernail is the fact that without dissension, they came up with the money and the decision to support Stephanie Bridget after she had violated the law.
Yeah.
But they are not supporting the people, almost 30,000 people who voted in favor of Measure B. Are you our representative or are you not? And don't come crying poor to me. Well, it's going to cost all this money. Well, how about Stephanie Bridges' legal fees? What are those going to cost the people of this county? After she thumbed her nose at us and said, I don't care, I'm going to use my office to run for office.
Well, you know, the thing is that their logic in that is the fact that I'm not going to even go into the entire.
And
it's
wrong.
Ridiculous.
They're
but,
wrong.
Well, they're totally,
wrong
they're
the,
totally wrong on the logic. But the thing, but when they did do the investigation, they sent it off to Bonta and Attorney General Bonta.
Oh, well, there you're going to get a fair opinion.
Well, the thing is that he didn't say that. He just said he wasn't going to pursue it. That's what he said. He didn't say there's nothing here, I don't see any evidence, that sort of stuff. He just said he wasn't going to pursue it. However, it was spun back to the public that basically there was nothing there. They didn't really find anything. He just said he wasn't going to pursue it. That just meant, not going to do it.
Well, how would you expect different from Bonta?
Well, the whole point is that it's not what we were led to believe.
Yes, that's true. But no matter, even if you believe what Bonta said, it's our county. She is an employee in our county. We aren't.
He is, yeah.
Well, Stephanie Bonta. Bridget.
Oh, Bridget. Yeah, I got you. Okay,
so we're just going to let it go?
Go ahead, yeah.
Well, we can say the same thing. Well, it's our county. We can do whatever we want, like Measure B. I don't know. I am frustrated by the double standard that I am seeing.
Agreed.
Yeah. So what would you have done? When would you have taken the side of the people, or would you have what would you have done?
Well, 100%. Are you kidding? No, there's no way I would ever go against the people. They're the voters. And as a supervisor, you're there representing the people. That's your job. That's why you were elected. That's why you were put into office. That's why you were supported and given money by these people and people that put out the signs for you and ran your campaigns and did all the work to get your butt in that seat. And then you turn around and thumb up at them. Are you kidding?
During the campaign, it was no secret the other side kept saying, but it's against the California state law. California's going to sue you if you do this. And 30,000 people voted yes anyway, mm-hmm. which means not only are they voting yes for Measure B, but they are voting yes to support Measure B against the state.
Correct.
They knew what was going to happen.
Right.
They're not ill-informed voters, I'm assuming. So for the county to say, well, I don't care what you think. I think differently, and I'm going to go what I think. Well, you're not voted in to go what you think. You're voted in to represent the will of the people. I think the consent of the people also goes in there someplace, and maybe that consent should be withdrawn if they're not going to represent us.
I agree.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, too, is that the board itself, in not doing that, has managed to drive a wedge between, and they've driven the wedge. I don't think that people have driven the wedge pushing this forward for Measure B. And you made a good point. There is the uninformed voter, but I think people that voted that they wanted Measure B were informed. They understood. They understood what they were signing.
Absolutely.
They understood it. There wasn't anything, I think, that they were going in there blind about, where you could with a candidate pretty easily.
Yeah. The point was made over and over by the opposition that this is going to end up in a lawsuit, and they voted yes anyway. So listen to them. Another point of frustration for me is this whole discussion should not even have to take place if we had a state and a state government that was ours and did not belong to somebody else. And it certainly does not belong to Northern California.
Yes,
is it time to get a government to which we consent, to which that represents us? Is it time to get a government that is according to the will of the people? Isn't it time for a state split? We can talk about all of these issues all the time. Measure B is just the most recent one. 2A, there's another one. How many people in the state of California want open carry?
Or just constitutionally protected rights. Why should you have to spend several thousand dollars and wait 4 months to get permission for a right you have?
5 years. 5 years we've been waiting on this lawsuit.
And it's not several thousand.
Yeah, exactly. Several
well,
hundreds of
yeah. And that's the thing too. That is the thing about if there can be some kind of resolve, or at least some public pressure. We need more and more and more public pressure. The court case for Measure B, you may see some kind of movement on it sooner than you would some of these other things we've seen in court. And I think that's a possibility. That's why I think, again, it's so important that the supervisors kick in a few bucks to help the people. I mean, what the hell? It's our money. You spent it on other things, guys. You spent $500,000 on cameras, you know. You spent how much on, I mean, Chris Reed has apparently done a good job. You spent money on him. You spent money on all kinds of things. You spend money. You spend money on things that we don't need.
You try to justify to me why you bought license plate reader cameras, but you can't justify to me why you're not supporting the people on Measure B.
Mm-hmm.
I have been following the 2A lawsuit since its inception, obviously, and I have read all of the things that the state of California says, and it just appalls me that California seems to think that the rest of the country does not have open carry, and California is trying to defend against the horrible practice of open carry, which is exactly the opposite. Everybody else has it.
Correct.
Do we have a caller?
No, but we've got to take our break. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about state split. And really and truly, folks, maybe it's all time for us to get behind Congressman Gallagher. So we will come back to Jefferson's state of mind, because time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Don't you know?
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Shasta County, tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Redding, California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real
technology and the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Fire. Fire to the bone.
Fire. Fire to the bone. Fire to the bone.
That's how we're all feeling this morning.
Yeah, we just found out, we've been getting a lot of texts and things like that. The phone lines don't work. So, Rich, I think we've got you connected somehow, and the rest of you, here's the phone number that you can call. That's, no?
No.
What he said.
Oh, that isn't what he said. Okay, so here we go.
This is held together with
Rich, are you there, buddy?
Not yet, but we're getting there.
Okay, the phone number you gave us was for?
It's for Google.
Okay. He's getting it now. There we go.
We are not going to have dead air here.
No, we're not.
So somebody needs to keep talking.
Go ahead, Janet.
I am talking.
Keep talking.
Yeah. And Rich is trying to call in about Measure B.
Yeah, he's probably fit to be tied.
I know. He can't say what he wants to say, and we're all stepping on his toes here.
Yeah, we're really. Yeah, guys, we're sorry, but the phone's, I don't know what the deal is.
Totally out of our control. Yes.
Okay. And Wynn's been working on this. He's been running back and forth. He's now lost 25 pounds.
I'm one of those weird people who still maintains a landline because cell service can be spotty and then so can the landline.
Actually, this is a landline.
Yeah. And when somebody hits a power pole on the street two blocks over and the power goes out for 5 hours, it's nice to have both.
Hang in there, Rich. We're coming, buddy. You know, the thing is that even with some of the conversation with the Board of Supervisors, when they don't agree with you it seems to be. I mean, that's the main thing. You know, I left a message for Chris Kellstrom. I was hoping to get, I don't care if he calls me back or not, but I would just like to get an answer. I mean, you want to do this? Do you not want to do this? Something civil out of somebody. And there's been a lot of civility, a lot of latitude given, especially to our conservative quote board. But, you know, I think that we just can't keep doing this. I mean, we have our rights taken from us every day. You know, that's why standing behind James Gallagher and his state split is the way to go. I mean, we now have a congressman in the Congress of the United States of America in the House of Representatives that is willing to talk about state split and push forth a resolution congressionally.
Well, if you want voter ID, it almost looks like a state split's going to get it faster than Measure B.
You think?
Yeah. So which shall we support? Well, I'm going with state split.
Yeah, well, you know, and the thing is that we all need to kind of get behind that. There's a lot of different movements, but the real deal is that if you have somebody who's a congressman who is willing to stand up and willing to put himself on the line there, we've never had that before. I mean,
never.
Doug LaMalfa was supportive of the state of Jefferson, but we never had anybody say, hey, I'm going to stand up. Or in James's case, he put forth AJR, Assembly Joint Resolution 23, in the state of California, where seven counties actually signed on with a support of that, with their own resolutions.
When Prop 50 was proposed,
yep,
we were all against it. But we all recognized at the same time that it could be God's greatest gift to us in support of state split, because it made things so bad that there was no way to fix it. Once our representation was gone with Prop 50,
right,
what else are we going to do?
Right.
What other choice do we have?
You're right. And you know, when you look at the fact that counties, the county government, the boards of supervisors are saying, hey, we support your resolution to split the state. It isn't the people are, of course, want it, but it isn't the people having to push the Board of Supervisors. They're freaking doing it.
And the supervisors wouldn't have to be standing up to California in support of Measure B if we had our own state and California didn't dictate to us how we're going to run our elections. So it all comes back to representation and having your own government to which you consent.
Yeah.
It's not California.
Yeah, you know, and again, we can have all these different movements, but supporting James Gallagher, and he did say, he said it on the news, he said it when we had our conversation on Friday, that the boundaries certainly aren't locked in concrete.
Right.
You know, and I think things will probably end up being the way they're going to be just through the process in which we're taking.
I think we have him on the line now.
Oh, great. Rich, do we have you, buddy?
I do.
Okay, talk before everything goes out. Go.
Yeah, well, hey, good for the producer to put this together in less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, he's good. That's Dave. He's great.
They were scrambling.
And Alex, they're great. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, yes, we have retained Alexander Haberbusch. Yes, we have. And, yes, the fundraiser... the flyer is to be printed soon, quickly, with all the details. But yes, July 24, Friday, Anderson VFW. Doors open at 4, 6 o'clock, dinner and auction.
Good. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, good.
And how can people get tickets?
The flyer, as normal, people are going to be able to go to Jones Fort to pick up, to purchase tickets, pick up flyers, leave donations, leave auction items. Once the flyer is printed, there will be an additional email and an additional phone number, to contact for those same actions.
You know, I left a message with Chris Kellstrom, about Patrick Jones's idea of the $50,000, bump for you guys, maybe seed money, so to speak, which I know would help you immensely. And Kevin Cry also mentioned it, that the same thing. He had got, I mean, we've been trying to get this board. I mean, that's a nothing burger to them to help, but there's so much animosity. They don't even, I mean, I didn't even know what to say about these guys anymore. Kevin, I think, is trying at this point to do the right thing. We'll see if he goes into closed session on their meeting and he asks for that 50 grand. We'll see what happens. We got no response back from Chris Kelsey, of course. I didn't really expect one.
Yeah, and, you know, 3 years ago when Turncoat Tim was on the board, he stated that the county was spending $14 to $18 million a year in litigation. Now, I don't know what that is today. It's probably higher. But yeah, if you know, they could give us that amount of money would be immensely helpful. Absolutely. It could help them, like Janet said, very smartly and astutely. The voters knew exactly we were expecting a state lawsuit, and none of us were quiet on that matter. And so, yeah, the 29,000 folks said, yep, we want it. Even if the state sues us, we want it. And that very, very astute point. And the board, I think, could save a little faith. Like Janet said, let's get the personal animosities. Let's check your egos at the door, and let's be professional. And let's be representatives. Remember, in the org chart, the county org chart, the electorate is at the top.
Above the Board of Supervisors, make that clear. We employ the Board of Supervisors, and as employers, we have made it clear that we want Measure B. So it's up to them to see what they can do to make that happen. And if that means fight the state of California, I think they have been given that directive.
Yeah, I think the other thing is, too, is that the people who voted for that weren't uninformed. They knew what Measure B was about. They knew it was for voter ID. They knew it wasn't for mail-in ballots. So I think the people in this county and probably a lot of the counties in California, especially Northern California, are very astute when it comes to the election process and the problems we have with it. So, I mean, I don't think that's been one of the things that's been said by a couple of the supervisors. Well, they really didn't know what they were signing. They really didn't know. Well, yeah, they do know.
Yeah, and women and people of color can't find IDs either. You know, give us some credit out here.
Well, if I can say quickly, one of my coworkers recently came back from a Midwest 1 week trip driving through Arkansas, Missouri, a bunch of places. He said, Rich, it's all over the local radio there. First, they talk about the LA mayoral race possibly being fraudulent. And then immediately following, they talk about Shasta County Measure B. I'm like, wow, well, that's good. But my point to that is the Board of Supervisors, if you're listening here today, you know, your actions that you took last week, oh, trust me, those are going national. Actually, they already have. I was on Lars Larson. And so, you know what? They don't have a really good reputation in a conservative county at the moment, and I think it'd be very important for them to try to gain some of that back.
Well, I think that one of them in particular is probably wanting to, he's basing everything on the good old boy system. He's made buddies with the people in the good old boy system here, and I don't think that's really going to cut it for his election.
Sure.
And you know, I think that, it's just beyond, you know, and I think we really need to have a change in Shasta County. I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know, Rich. I ain't got the words, man. I am just so flabbergasted by this. I don't even know what to say.
All politics is local. And if this is going on at the local level, heaven help us at the state level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we can't even get something done at the county level, what hope do we have? Statesplit.com. CaliforniaStatesSplit.com.
And we have a congressman,
and of course,
champion.
Just understand, we're going to not talk about legal aspects, legal strategies. Of course, we're not going to do that publicly, but we have a solid case. Alexander Haberbusch would not have taken this on last year in that shorter case when Joe tried to stop Tylan Summers. So. And Alexander Haberbusch knows exactly the political state of this, of the elections integrity, arena in California. And it is an uphill battle. It's a David Goliath battle. And he knew that from the inception. And he says, yep, I'm in it for the long haul. And so he's still here. He's keeping to his promise. He's in it for the long haul.
Yeah, I think he's been reasonable too. I mean, when it comes to help and advice and things like that, I've always found Alex Haberbusch very accessible. He and Christina, they've been very, very, very accessible when you had questions about anything. And I think that he's the right guy to have here. I mean, Joe Larmer, the simple fact that, I know I keep kind of maybe, I'm not even really beating a dead horse. I still just can't believe him darting over there and saying, call the sheriff's department. I'm going to file a complaint. Yeah. against Laura. I mean, I can't believe that. There isn't anybody that are the constituents of Kellstrom or Corky or Cry or probably even the other two that didn't see that as being egregious. I mean, it was just egregious. It was bullying and it was egregious. It was crazy. And oh, I know, Joe Larmour is going to defend us, right? Since he's been so helpful and everything else, right?
It just seems to be the county government against the people. And that is a total upside down of how it should be.
Again, folks, the phones aren't working. We have Rich on via Google, I think, yes? And so we're able to kind of patch things in, but the phones don't work here. So if you're calling and you're getting a busy signal, that is why. We apologize. But
why? The lesson here is, why should any group of people try to put forth an initiative that would affect county government if the final arbiter in the election is going to be the Board of Supervisors? If they don't approve of that initiative, then it doesn't go through? Is that the message here?
Yeah, and if I could repeat, because it bears repeating, the City of Huntington Beach, Charter City, they have now three separate lawsuits, and I'm going to correct slightly what I had said at the board meeting last week, but what I said was correct in the fact that Huntington Beach City has fought the state three times as a charter city. Two of their petitions went to either the local appellate court, the Superior Appellate, or went to the state Supreme Court. And they lost or were denied there, but they have a current petition with the U.S. Supreme Court on their voter ID measure. I'm only slightly amending what I said, but what I said was correct. They've three times spent money with Huntington Beach taxpayer dollars to fight for the citizens against the state. So, I don't know, maybe we should follow their lead. Maybe we can get that, you know, those people up here and they can be our county board and our county attorney. What say you?
Well, I think the people at Boston Harbor did not sit there and say, oh, well, T-tax, it's the law, nothing we can do.
Yeah, right. We've got people saying, well, what's your vote worth? I mean, I've heard other pundits and folks out there that have a voice in the community say, well, what's your vote worth? And then they turn around and defend the position or try because of somebody like Kellstrom. I mean, you know, and and I'm not trying to pile on him. It's just so disappointing. And if maybe, I mean, he's invited on this program. Kelly Frost invited him yesterday on his program. He's invited to even come in here or, you know, and talk about it. We'll give him all the leeway he needs to have to express why they're really doing this. And why they wouldn't have, why wouldn't you bring in Haberbusch? Haberbusch has never been, at least that I've seen, when I've seen what he's been paid to do what he's done, he's been reasonable, very reasonable.
Mm-hmm. And why isn't the Board of Supervisors talking to Haberbusch and saying, lay it out for us, what can we do to fight this?
Exactly, and Haberbusch even said he would help Joe. He even offered to, I mean,
why?
You've got to be kidding me.
Why is there this dissension between the employers and the employees at the county level?
You know, and I think that the conservative people of Shasta County, they need to go to the Board of Supervisors meeting. There's one Tuesday, isn't there, Rich?
Yes.
Okay. They need to go there and in public comment or whenever. I mean, it just gets to a point where this needs to be defended. Even if it's 50 grand or 25 grand, point is that that's a pittance to pay. And we know because Wynn and I were involved in involved in the CFR case. And again, as we said earlier in the program, Wynn and I were on the phone with the attorneys every week listening to what they said in this court. We did go to the Supreme Court via a writ of mandamus. And, it's very spending rich, I'll tell you. It's very, very spendy, but I think we can.
Hey, would you guys? I'm sorry, the phone's breaking up a little bit. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, buddy.
Would you guys be interested in interviewing Michael Gates, the candidate for California Attorney General? I've already corresponded with him, and he's actually said yes, he would like to do interviews with somebody up here, but I haven't connected him yet with anybody. Can I send him you? Can I send you his email?
Or him, but if you could send, you know, the information on us to him and him to me, absolutely, 100%.
He was one of the top two?
He's one of the top two, so it'll be him and Bonta in November.
Yeah. And, we love Bonta so much, though. Come on.
I know.
You expect me to support someone other than Bonta.
And Michael Gates, on his campaign Facebook page, he put a post on there without us soliciting him. He put a post on there criticizing Bonta's lawsuit against Measure B. So Mr. Gates is watching very closely.
Okay,
so I think an interview up here with somebody would be pretty impactful.
100%. Also, Shasta Unfiltered.
Sure.
I'd even go to Freedom in Action, go to Kelly Frost. And
absolutely.
Because that's something that, you know, we're all kind of working together on this. It's about our liberty. It's not about, you know, who owns what. So what we're looking at here is Gates coming on here, Gates coming on as many places we can get. Is there anything you can send to the Board of Supervisors, you know, talking about this and mentioning what Gates has said and that sort of stuff? Is there anything you can do there?
I will copy the Board of Supervisors in the email.
Okay.
And I will also include Mr. Gates's Facebook post regarding Bonta and Measure B. So I can put that all encompassing in one email, and then that way the board knows that this conversation is happening.
Okay, and make sure Janet gets that, buddy. Put her on your list. Good.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, I get communications from Rich.
Well,
yes.
This is kind of make sure everybody.
Well, thank you, everybody. Yeah.
Thank you, Rich.
I'm gonna get, unless you have any other questions, I'm gonna get out of here.
No, we're good.
All right, thank you so much again for the call. Thanks to the producer for setting it up. Thanks.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Rich. Good night, John Boy. Yeah, so anyway, as we move right along here, we've got, do you have anything on there that you need to? Okay.
I do have a question. Now that the election has been over for 3 weeks, is it completely decided who won all of the offices in the county and the city?
Good question.
Do we still have a runoff between?
Good question. I wish somebody could call in, but they can't.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Wynn knows.
Well, I think the one race that was still up for grabs was Gallagher and Kellstrom.
Yeah, that's still up for grabs. And, there's the conventional thinking that, you know, Gary Oxley, those votes may go to.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, at this point, who knows? I would be, you know, I know Gary is not, Gary's not happy with what's going on with the current representative in that county. And Gary does have some weight.
And we still don't know for absolute certain who the top two are for governor. Is that correct? Hilton and Becerra, but
No, I think that's been nailed down.
Steyer, is he?
I think it's Hilton and Becerra. I think those are the two.
Has that been determined for certain?
Well, not for certain. I mean,
Hilton and Becerra, I think is it. Yeah,
for me, for certain. That's
they were just scrambling in Los Angeles, trying to find enough phony ballots so that the outlier would not win.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, and again, with Gavin Newsom being investigated with all the money that he and his wife were taking from
Gavin Jen.
Yeah.
It's almost like a sick soap opera.
Well, you know, the thing is that there's a lot going on, but the real deal is that a lot of the things that affect those types of political positions of whether they prosecute Newsom or not. I mean, I think it's a stretch, but we'll see. I mean, you know, there is miracles.
We do have USC 813-24.
We do.
If someone would just enforce it.
Yep.
I mean, Gavin Newsom has explicitly invited these.
Somebody
illegals.
Told me that they wouldn't prosecute Title 8 Code Section 1324. I don't remember who it was, but it was somebody who has access to law. And I forget who told me that. But somebody said John Goodman. He said they just won't go to that.
Well, there must be some kind of penalty.
You think?
Civil penalties?
You think?
A fine that the Getty family would have to pay for Gavin?
Yeah.
Something.
Well, you know, it just beyond me how we just don't get a lot of things done that are unlawful because they just don't choose to participate. Again, we can go back to...
Well, Stephanie Bridget.
Stephanie Bridget, go back to it. You know, and he just, you know, I'm just not going to do it. It just wasn't anything else other than, nope, not going to do it.
Yeah, she violated the law. She admitted she violated the law.
Look what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, I did that. So sorry. Okay, well, don't do it again. Yeah. Sure, I won't.
And look what they're doing to Clint Curtis. I mean, the county won't even defend Clint Curtis. Yeah. They appoint the guy. He's an elected official. It's okay if you defend... against one lawsuit if you defend Stephanie Bridget,
yeah.
But it's not okay if you to defend Clint Curtis, and they're both elected officials.
Yep.
Somebody, I mean, this whole thing just smells to high heaven.
I would love to hear some rational explanations.
I want to find out who has common sense. It doesn't seem to be prevalent on the board.
You know, I read a book a long time ago, and it was called The Death of Common Sense, mm-hmm. and it's more true today than it was 10 years ago when I read the book. Everybody just doesn't seem to be able to think logically.
Well, yeah, I put mine on layaway.
State split.
And it seems like those that have it when they're elected lose it when they take the oath.
That's too often true.
Well, you know, it really seemed like when Patrick Jones left the board, it really went down the slop chute.
Yeah.
You know, but again, you know, like I hear from Kevin Cry all the time, well, you know, we have very civil conversations.
Yeah, when Patrick was running for office, he made the statement that when he gave speeches and talked to people and they would ask him, how do you stand on this? And he would say, you're not going to like my answer, but I'm going to be honest. And I think too often that's the problem. You get the answer that they want you to hear, not what is the truth.
Anyway, folks, you can go and listen to the archive about 5 minutes after we're done here. So by 10:10, you can have that. Listen to it at your leisure. Hopefully next week we'll have our phones back. We'll see. I'm sure Carl will be getting right on that. So I think we should, you know, hopefully we'll have that. Those of you who couldn't have your calls called in, sorry. We'll hopefully have the station fix that by next week. Anyway, with that being said, it's the only thing that we can do here.
CaliforniaStateSplit.com.
That's it.
CaliforniaStateSplit.com.
James Gallagher.
In case you didn't hear me, CaliforniaStateSplit.com.
And we're doing it.
And support James Gallagher.
And we're doing it for Andrew Sweet.
Yes, we
Andrew
are.
Andrew Sweet.
Andrew Sweet would have been calling in today.
Andrew Sweet.
Maybe he did, and he couldn't get through.
Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.